10.4 federal cases. Hard as it may be to believe, federal cases are going to be very easy if you have already mastered state cases. For one reason, there are a lot less publications to worry about. You don't have 50 states and 45 appellate courts and official and as many official and unofficial reporters and so forth. You basically have the unofficial for the federal trial level, because there is no official, the unofficial publication for the federal appellate level, because there is no official, and then the official and two unofficials for the U.S. Supreme Court. There are a couple of other books, or a few other books, I should say, that can get thrown in the mix later on that are subject matter specific, such as the Bankruptcy Reporter and the Federal Rules Decisions Reporter. But for the most part, this set you're looking at right here is going to constitute 99% of research within federal authority. So you're in some ways, it's a lot better off now that you've understand state citations. This should seem quite easy. On this page, we've actually provided again the citations at a glance sheet, so you can download that, print it, save it, whatever you want if you haven't done so already. We just want to make that easy for you. We have a lot of demonstrations here that will really help you with the federal citations. A viewpoint for the federal district court citations, that's the federal trial court. A viewpoint for the federal circuit court citations, that's the intermediate appellate court for the U.S. government. And the structure of the federal Supreme Court citations, obviously the highest court. Those should help you, as well as the demonstration we have for federal citation construction. We have an image gallery here just to kind of give you a graphical look at some of the books you're going to be using in the federal side. We also have a map of the federal circuits, which don't match up to the regional reporter map that you saw earlier. And I should mention and remind you that the circuits, when you talk about federal circuits, federal districts and federal circuits, we're talking about federal law. A circuit is a collection of districts. So if you look at this map, the Ninth Circuit on the far left on the West Coast, that Ninth Circuit is a collection of not states, even though it looks like states, it's actually of districts. Notice that some of those states are kind of broken into parts. For instance, California has three districts within it. Washington State is broken into two districts. Those are not states, they are districts. That's not the state of Alaska, that's the federal district of Alaska. Circuits are collections of districts. Circuits and districts, U.S. districts and U.S. circuits, are federal law. Now, reverting to our state cases, regions are not collections of districts. Regions are collections of states. Therefore, regions contain state law. Regional reporters contain state law. Federal reporters contain federal law. There are exercise answers at the bottom of this page for the exercises in the textbook, so you can make sure to review those, but again, always try to do them first instead of looking at the answer first.